Begin the current daf, Masechta Baba Basra, daf Samachay. Begin 7 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, where we had this Machlikis, Rav and Shmuel, regarding the halacha of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, regarding when someone is Meicher, when someone sells something, is it Ba'ayin Yafu Meicher or is it Ba'ayin Rahu Meicher? So now the Gemara continues and says, Omli Ravinul Ravashi, Lema Azul Tamayu, let us say that they are going according to their opinions, where Rav, as we mentioned, who says Ba'ayin Ra Meicher, when someone sells something, he sells it stingingly, begrudgingly, he keeps whatever he would want for himself and only sells what he has. When Shmuel sells it Ba'ayin Yafa, sells it with an open type of an approach where he gives more than less. Where do we find this? Because the Amr of Nachman Amr Shmuel, we have a Machlekes Rav Shmuel that seems to go according to these same lines that we had from the previous stuff. Because Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel, the following halacha, Ha'achen Shalchalkum, regarding brothers that are dividing inheritance. So in a sense, what they're doing is they're each selling, since the inheritance belongs to all of them together, when they're dividing it, they're like selling their parts to their brothers. So for let's say they're splitting two fields. One of them takes the outer field, and one of them takes the inner field. Now, the inner field cannot get to his field, which is on the inside, only by passing by the outer field, which is owned by the brother now. Now, he wants to go through the path that his father always used to go through to get to the field, because you gotta walk through the outer field to get to the inner field. On that, says Shmuel, Ein Lohen, they do not have, meaning specifically the inner one, Loi Derech Zelzeh, they do not have the right of way from one field to the other field. Meaning the inner field does not have a right of way on the outer field to get to the inner one. Now the reason for this is, again, this is Shmuel L'shitasai, is because when the inner one sold the outer field to the brother, he sold it Ba'ayin Yafa, with the generous type of an attitude, where he didn't leave anything for himself. Now, since he sold the outer field to his brother, so since he did it in an open, generous type of way, so he sold an entire field, including the path, and he didn't leave over for anything for himself when he sold it. Now, this is Shmuel, according to his opinion that we mentioned in the previous stuff, that he paskin like Rabbi Kiva that says that b'meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher sells it in a generous way. Now, Rashbam illustrates that regarding the inner one, you cannot say that it should be ba'ayin yafa, meaning because regarding the opposite way, why are we saying that the inner one sold to the generously to the outer one? What's with the outer one regarding the inner one? Where because although that the inner one has to, so to speak, fly in the ear to get to the inner one, he didn't leave over anything for himself, because in contrast to the outer, to the brother in the outer field, you can't say that that's considered ayin ra regarding that he didn't give the path to the brother that took the field on the inside, because he wasn't selling any of the outer field. Rather, he was the one who bought that part of the portion of the outer field from his brother. And regarding ilikech, it doesn't pertain to say ayin yafa, that he has an ayin yafa to the meicher. Now, but regard to the inner field, that he is selling to his brother on the inside, that he sold him his portion, and regarding that what he sold to the brother on the inside, that he didn't leave over for anything for himself, and therefore there is no ayin ra. So therefore, that's Shmuel's opinion that when they sell it and they're dividing it amongst each other, they're giving it a generous way. So the one who's on the inside gives it totally to the one on the outside. And the one outside, yeah, he gives totally what's on the inside, but that doesn't include the path. So again, the inner one doesn't have a right of way going through the outer one's field. Neither do they have a right of way for ladders, which we'd explain in the first perek in the Zayin Mabez, what that means to say. If let's say one of the brothers takes the house and the courtyard, and the other brother takes the second story, he's not allowed to put his ladder in the courtyard to be able to get up to his second story, because that's not his. So to Belichaloina Zelza, neither do they have a right of way regarding windows. So if let's say the brother wants to build a wall in his courtyard right opposite his brother's windows, he's allowed to go ahead and build. And Velamas Hamayim Zelza, neither do they have a right of way regarding the stream of water. If let's say there's the river that goes on the side of the field, and this guy wants to take a stream going through his brother's path to get to his field, he has no rights. And says Shmuel, V'yizarbahen, you should be careful in these laws, Shalach is kavuas, and because these are permanent laws, in other words, that this is how the halacha follows. Again, which is this concept of being generous in the sale of the outer fields. I mean, whatever the brothers divide, he gives it totally to him, even though he's not going to be able to get what he needs, whether it be water or whether it be accessibility. Now, V'rav amar yeshlehen, V'rav says no, that the brother does have, let's say, the right of way of a stream or whatever it is, because when he sells it, meaning the outer field, let's say the one who is on the inner field, who sells the outer field, he sells it ba'ayin ra'ah. And he leaves over what's necessary for himself in what he sold to his brother, what he needs. For example, a path out of getter, or sunlight. So this is what Ravina was telling to Rav Ashi, that seemingly this machlik is Rav and Shmuel, regarding if we pass on like Rabbi Kiva the Chachamim, regarding if Meicher ba'ayin yafo or ba'ayin ra Meicher, is the same machlik as we have over here that they have regarding this halacha of brothers that divide inheritance. On that says the Gemara, no tzricha. And in a sense, as Rashbam explains, it's Rav Ashi who's responding to Ravina, that it's not totally the same exact machlikas that Rav and Shmuel had in the previous daf. And you wouldn't be able to learn out one machlikas from the other. Now, it's just that's how the Gemara usually phrases it with the words of Azal Tamay, that they're going according to the opinion mentioned elsewhere, and therefore then it's said in the way of, oh no, tzricha. But here really it's Amayram that are talking one with the other, and he's saying, oh, let's say Azal Tamay. So therefore I have to say in the way of an answer, saying no tzricha, but that's the response that Rav Ashi is given to Ravina, and he says no tzricha. Yesh mina behahi, had we only had this machlokes of regarding the brothers that divide, this machlokes Rav and Shmuel, by hikama Rav, I would say that only with it does Rav say that the brother, who although he gave the outer field totally to his brother, and he took the inner field, that he has a right of way, a path through his field, is mishum de amale, is because the brother on the inside could tell the brother on the outside, be'ino lemeder be, I want to be able to live in this inner field, ki heche de dar bavasi, like the way my fathers had lived. In other words, just like Tati, our father, had a way how to get through, he had a path always running through the outer field, so too I also want, and that was the intention I had when I split, you had the outer field, not the inner field. And says the Gemara Teda, and you should know that is a valid claim to make regarding when it comes to inheritance, when they're splitting the inheritance, because the chesed, like it says in Pasuk in Tehillim, says tachas abisecha yuvanecha, in place of your fathers will be your sons, which in this sense could be translated as that the children get exactly like the father had. So when he gets to the inner field, it's not just the field, and that he gives the totality of the outer field to the other brother. It means how the inner field used to be, which had a path going through the outer field. Aval b'ha, regarding in the previous daf, the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon, eimem maydele l'shmul, I would say that actually Rav would agree to Shmuel, that in general, when someone sells, yeah, he sells generously b'ayin yafa, and that whoever would sell would get the totality of it. But here, it's because inheritance he wants to get exactly like his father. So, to in the reverse, v'yetem b'ha, had we only had the machlekes Rav and Shmuel regarding the machlekes and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon, b'hach kamer Shmuel, I would say only Avadid Shmuel say the halacha, that it's going to be the Ayin Yafu Hu Meicher. Aval Baha, Eimam Maidele L'Rabbe, regarding this Machlekes, we would say that actually he would agree to Rav that, so to speak, Ba'ayin Ra Meicher, that the brother would not give the totality, wouldn't be Ba'ayin Yafu, again, like we said, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, because he wants to be the way his father used to be. So the Ritzricha, that's why, says Rav Asher to Ravina, it was necessary to say this Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, in both places, it's not the same exact, we would not have known one Machlekes from the other. The Gemara concludes this discussion, namely Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. So is Hilchas HaKavosin, is the halacha like us, meaning like Shmuel, meaning because Rav Nachman was a student of a Shmuel? Or Hilchas HaKavosaychu is the halacha like you, Rav Huna, who is the student of Rav, that Meicher Ba'ayin Rahu Meicher? So Malais, Rav Huna responded to Rav Nachman, Hilchas HaKavosaychu, the halacha is like you, meaning that like Shmuel, which Meicher Ba'ayin Yafu Meicher, he sells generously. And the reason why the halacha is like you is the makrivisu levava deresh galusa, because you're very close to the yeshiva of the resh galusa, which Rav Nachman, who was what's called chasna de beinasi, he was the son-in-law of the nasi, and that's where the judges always used to be. So the shchichi dayani, since there's always judges there, and you see how the law is always in practice every single day, how they judge, so therefore it makes sense to say that you're the one who knows better in this area of law, and that it's meicher ba'ayin yafu hu meicher. Now, in the related discussion regarding this case that we brought from this machlekes Rav and Shmuel, regarding when there's an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard, Sidma, we learned the following halacha. Shnei batim zelif nemizeh. When you have two houses, one within the other. In other words, the way the inner house, the way it could get out to the Rishus Ram is only through going through the outer house. So it's inside, you have to go through the outer house to get into the inner house. So, says the Gemara, if Shneim b'mecher, if let's say both of them were sold together to two different people, or Shneim b'matana, or both of them were gifted to two different people, says the Gemara, ein lehen zeh derech zeh zeh. They don't have a right of way one the other. In other words, the inner one, although the only way to get to his house is going through the outer house, doesn't have a right of way on the outer house. Now, the reason for this is because just like that it's regarding that it was sold to the inner one, it's given to him ba'ayin yafa, as we said that we pass in like Shmuel, but the same thing is for the outer one was also given in the ayin yafa. Now, the explanation of this is because this is not considered in ayin ra, even according to Rabbi Kiva, only if the inner one was sold, and the one who was selling held on to the outer one for himself, similar to the halacha of our Mishnah. That's where we say that, no, moicher ba'ayin yafa hu moicher, and that he gives him everything, including a right of way. But where he's not holding on to himself anything, meaning, because the one who originally owned it sold it to two different people, there everyone would agree that here, whatever he's selling totality to the outer one, and whatever he's selling to the owner is totality for the inner one. And therefore, the inner one doesn't have any right of way in the outer one, because why should we say that he's selling more generously to the inner one than to the outer one? So therefore, since they're both the same, they both were is sold to them or both were gifted to them, each one was sold generously, and therefore each one gets what was exactly given to them, and therefore the inner one has no right of way in to get to his house. They have to what's called jump through the ear to get to his apartment. Now, says the Gemara, Kol shekin chitzin b'matana u'pnim b'mecher, and all the more so, if let's say the outer one was gifted to somebody and the inner one was sold, we're not going to say that he's going to be generous to the one that it was sold to, and that he's going to have a stingy approach to the one that it was gifted to, because generally somebody likes, he's the one that he gifts it to. So if the outer one was gifted, for sure the inner one who was just sold to does not have a right of way going through the outer apartment. Now, but continues the Gemara, chitzin b'mecher u'pnim b'matana. But let's say a case where the outer apartment, the one that you have to walk through to get to the inner apartment, was sold to someone, and the inner one was gifted. So savamina that ein len derech zalzeh. So it was originally assumed that still, even in that situation, the inner one does not have a right of way on the outer one. And the reason for that is because since it was given to two different people, one that was sold to and one that was gifted to. So again, we don't say that he's stingy to one and generous to the other one. We say that he's generous to both, and therefore both of them have the totality of their rights. And that says the Gemara, but v'lohi, that's not halacha. Because Mila Tanan, didn't we learn the Mishnah at the end of the Perek Nef Ayin Alfamad Aleph that says, when did we say this? That the Rabbanan disagree on Rabbi Kiva, and they say that the consumer has to go ahead and purchase a right of way to get to his inner courtyard. But the one who sold it doesn't have to when he sold. And the reason for that is because they hold, like we said, that Rav held the halacha was that Ayin Ra, Meichem, when someone sells, he sells begrudgingly. And therefore he holds on to whatever we assume that he would want. And the one who bought it doesn't get the major rights. He would have to buy a right of way. And that says the Mishnah, when did we say this? That was only said, b'meicher, if he sold it to someone. Ava b'naisin matana, but if he gifted it to someone, there the Rabban agreed that he's generous. There naisin is kulan. There he gives him everything and he even has a right of way to get to it. So says the Gemara Amos, so we see that the Rabban who hold that when someone sells, he sells begrudgingly, stingingly, but regarding gifting, they agree that man deyav matana, that someone that gives a gift, he gives it with a generous eye. So says the Gemara, the same thing applies over here, that we don't have to tell you, according to Rabbanan, that there is a right of way on the inner one, on the outer apartment, because regarding the outer apartment that it was sold to him, anyway, it was sold begrudgingly. And regarding the inner one that it was gifted to, as we just brought from that Mishnah, it was given generously. But even according to Rabbi Kiva, that he holds generally, when you sell it, is sold generously. And therefore, the outer one who was sold to should have everything. But the one that was in the inside that it was gifted to, man deyav matona ba'ayin yafa yahim. The one that was gifted to gets an extra dose of generosity. Because you give it when you're giving something for free to somebody, you really like that person. Therefore, the inner one does have a right of way on the outer one. Because it's obvious that he was more generous to the one on the inside than the outer one, because to him he gifted to, and the outer one he only sold it to. And therefore says the Gemara that would be, everyone would agree that it would be a right of way on the inner one, on the outer one. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, regarding this concept of HaMoicher Es HaBayis, the title of a perek, regarding what is included in this sale. So says the Mishnah, HaMoicher Es HaBayis, if someone sells a house, again, unspecified, it just says he's selling the house. And the rule of thumb of this Mishnah is that whatever has a permanent utility of the house is sold included in the house. Whatever is movable is not sold. So therefore it says the Mishnah, if you're selling the house, Machar Sadelis, that includes the sale of the door, because whatever is attached to the ground is considered part of the ground. Avaloyas Maftech, but the key is not included because that's movable. Machar esamach teshes kavua. So the permanent mortar, which is used to grind things in the ground, that is, since it's attached to the ground, that's included in the sale. Avalo esam et tetels, but the movable one is not included. So to machar eset strabel, that strabel, which is a round thing that goes around the mill, and it's something that's permanent and it's not usually moved from its place, that's included in the sale. Avalo esam kelis, but not the hopper, which Rashi says termuya balaz, which is this thing that that's where you pour in the kernels in there to the mill to get grinded, and it's something that's movable, that's not included in the sale. So to v'lo yasataner, v'lo yasakrayim, neither the oven or the stove, all these things are movable things, as is brought into the Tosefta, and therefore they're not included in the sale. Now, but says the Mishnah, Mizman she'amale, but when he tells him, hu v'chomash b'toich, I'm selling you the house, and whatever is inside of it, then the Gemara continues, Amad Beis, the Mishnah concludes, harei kulam mechurin, then they're all going to be sold, meaning all these different items that we mentioned in the Mishnah, even though they're movable items, they are going to be included in the sale. Now, however, Rashbam explains, other types of utilities that are not from the movable items mentioned in our Mishnah are not sold. Now, even though he said, I'm selling you whatever is inside, that terminology is only coming to include utilities that are distinct and usually used for this house, which are not usually lent out because they're very heavy things. So to a key, the primary utility of it is to open up this door, and it's not usually used for a different door. So therefore, those things are going to be included when he says, and everything in here. But everything else, even though it's in the property of the house, but regular movable items, those are not included in the sale of the house. Now, the reason why the other items are not included is either because they're not secondary to the house, they just happen to be in the house, but they're not bottled to the house, or it's because someone that's selling his house doesn't want to totally leave the neighborhood, he wants to live in another house, and therefore he's going to need those items that are usually used in this house, and therefore it's not included in the sale. Now, because in contrast, regarding the sale of a courtyard, there the Mishnah teaches later on the Samach Zayin Amid Aleph, that if he tells him, and I'm selling you the courtyard and whatever is inside of it, then all movable items are sold, which includes everything besides the wheat and the barley, as the Gemara tells us at the end of the Masechta of Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, that since there, when he's selling the courtyard, it means to say he's removing himself from the entire neighborhood, because the way they used to have their houses would open up into the courtyard, and he's selling his courtyard, so therefore there he's selling everything, because it's very difficult for him to have to take out all this stuff and transport it with him. Or the reason is because since regarding a courtyard, which is much larger than a house, they will say that those items, even though they're not distinct for this courtyard, are considered butl and secondary to the sale of the courtyard. Now, going even larger, regarding the sale of a city, the Mishnah teaches us later on the Samaches Amad Aleph, that if he says Komasha B'toicha, they're actually going to sell everything, even his animals and the slaves, which are movable items that are moved, that are constantly in motion, and for sure his wheat and his barley, because since he's removing himself from the entire city, so that means to say he wants to remove himself totally from whatever he has over here, because it's very difficult for him to have to transport whatever he has that's movable to another city. Or according to that other interpretation that we're saying, it's considered butl, it's considered secondary to regard to the city, which the rule, the concept of it, this idea is that whatever someone's selling that's bigger from what we've said, and when he says komasha b'techa, would include more than what's smaller. So the bigger the thing is, the more is being included when he says komasha b'techa. Now the Gemara says that leima masnitin, shall we say that our Mishnah, which teaches us that in regards to the sale of a house, will not include a machtesh as a mortar, which they use to grind things that's movable, that that's not included in the sale, dulei k'reb meir, is not like k'reb meir. Why? Because the k'reb meir, if our Mishnah would be like k'reb meir, ha'amah, but he says, in Perka Mecher es ha'svina in the Braisa that's brought in the Gemara, that mocher es ha'kerem, if someone sells a vineyard, mocher teshmish ha'kerem. So then the utilities of the vineyard, for example, like the sticks that are in the vineyard to hold up the vines, are included in the sale of the vineyard. As the Mishnah teaches us on Daf Samaches, that these things are considered secondary to the vineyard, so too if someone sells a house, so too according to Meir would be that it would be selling the utilities of the house. And our Mishnah it says, if it's movable, even though it's tashmishe bais, is not included in the sale. So this is Gemara, no, afilatem Meir, we could say that the town of Mishnah is even like Meir. What's the difference? Hasam over there by Meir, you could say that Meir was only talking about utilities that are kaviya, that are permanently there in the vineyard, which they're never removed from there at all. Now, even though they're not permanently stuck into the ground, but since they're designated and permanently there, so therefore that's going to be included in the sale. But hach over here by the machteshes, by the mortar, loy kaviyah, it's not permanently in the ground because sometimes it's something that's lent, and since it's not permanently in the house, therefore Rav Meir would agree that that's not included in the sale of the house. No, but the Gemara still asks. But v'mafteach, but one of the cases of the Mishnah that's not included in the sale of the house is the keys. Now, dumi dedelis ketani. But the key is, when it's saying that that's not included in the sale, is comparable to the case of the door. We're saying all these different cases that were in the same category. The door is included in the sale, the key is not. This mortar that's permanent is included in the sale, this is not, is not. So it's comparing the key to the door. Now, ma dels dekviya, and therefore just like the case of the door, is something that's permanently there forever because you don't usually move a door to move it from place to place. So that would seem to infer that af mafteach, so too the key, is talking about a wooden key that's dekviya, that's permanent. Now, the reason for this, what the Gemara is illustrating, is because there are certain keys that are never removed from the door. So for example, the doors of the villages, where they don't need such security like is in the cities, so therefore they usually leave the key, which is just there as a way of opening, in the keyhole. And even so, we see from the Mishnah that that's not included in the sale of the house. Now, the reason why the Gemara is proving that it's talking about a maftech that's kviyah is because if you would say that the case of the key that's not included in the sale is when it's a key that's not permanently there in the door, then actually the Mishnah should have mentioned that difference, and that's how it should have said the Mishnah. It should have said, someone who sells a house, he included in the sale is a permanent key, but not a movable key, which that's exactly the same idea that we learned regarding machtashes. And then for sure we would have known regarding a door that's more permanent that that's going to be included in the sale. So rather, the Gemara is inferring from the fact that it only taught what is included in the sale is by a door. So obviously we infer that there is no differentiation regarding the key itself. It's just you could differentiate between a door and a key. So that means to say that even though a case of a key that's permanent in the door is not included in the sale, and the reason for that is because it's a very easy utility and it's very easy to move, and sometimes at times it could be moved, but generally it is something that's permanent, and still we see that even though it's permanent, at least since it's metatlin, it's not going to be included in the sale of the house, which is not like Rav Meir, who even if you're going to say by the kerem that the sticks are permanent, but since they're movable, that's essentially the same case as the case of the key, and that's not included in the sale according to the Tanava Mishnah. So Ella rather says, the Gemara, you're right, machvarta, it's clear, must need like Rav Meir. Obviously, our Mishnah is not like Rav Meir, may hold, even if it's movable, but if it's generally permanently there, it is included in the sale. The Tanav Mishnah held that that's not included in the sale, even though it's generally there, since it's movable, it's not included in the sale. Again, unless you say that you want everything, kol mashe b'toich, included. Tarabon, learn the Braisa, continuing on the theme of our Mishnah. Hamlichra sabayis, if someone sells a house, what's included in the sale? So like our Mishnah said, Machras Adelis, so the door is included in the sale. Vesanagar adds on the Braisa, so to the bolt, which is permanently there in the door. Vesaminol and the lock, which is there permanently in the door. Avaloy Esamavtech, like we said in the Mishnah, but the key is not included. Machra Esamachteshes HaChakuka, so the mortar that's carved out of the bedrock, which comes out of the wall, there he carved out a machteshes, that is included in the sale, because that's part of the ground. Avalei sakfua, but not the machteshes that was first carved out, and only then was it attached to the ground. Now, this raisa on this halacha is not like our Mishnah, because actually our Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer, who at the end of this raisa will disagree and says whatever is mechubla karka, whatever is attached to the ground, even if it was originally detached, it's ariyaka karka, it's like land itself, and therefore that's the understanding of the halacha of our Mishnah, which holds as long as it's attached, even if originally it was not attached, is considered like part of the land. But the time that this raisa holds, that's not included in the sale. Is the braisa mocher, it's droibel. We said that this thing that's the round piece that's permanently in the mill, that's included in the sale because it's permanent there. Avaloy sakelis, but not the hopper, which is the part where you pour in the grain that's going to be threshed. Loya satan, avaloy sakraim, loya sarchaim, neither is the oven or the stove or the mill. These things are not permanent things, and therefore they're not included in the sale of the house. Now, Rabbi Yezoimer, he disagrees, and he's coming to disagree regarding the case of Machteshes Kavua, like we mentioned before, where the Tanakama held that that's not included in the sale. But on that, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, kol mechubel karka, whatever is attached to the ground, hariya kakarka, then it really has the halacha, like the land itself, and therefore that is included in the sale of the house. Now, continues the Braisa, Bizman Sha'amalai, who Bachomash Betoich, like our Mishnah said, but if he says, I'm selling it and whatever is inside of it, Harei Kulam Mechurin, then all the items we mentioned are all included in the sale of the house. Now, concludes the Braisa, Benkach or Benkach. Now, however, either way, whether if he says whatever is included in the house or whether he does not say that, either way, Loi Macher, Loi Asabori, Loi Asadus, Loi Asditzia, a pit and a cistern and an annex are not going to be included in the sale of a house, even if he says whatever is inside of it, because they're not inside the house, they're considered independent structures, and therefore they're not included in the sale of the house. Now the Gemara continues with a halacha that will come related to this halacha that we just mentioned with Rabbi Eliezer. Tarabban Lunna Braisa. Tzinar, which is a pipe made out of wood or out of stone, which is made like in the way of a gutter, and from there the water comes down into the pool, into the mikveh. So, says the Braisa, if it was first carved out, first it was made into a pipe, and then it was attached to the ground, says the Braisa, that invalidates the mikveh. Now, the reason for that is because mayim she'uvim, what's called drawn water, water that went through a kli first, invalidates a mikveh for ritual purity. Now, since this pipe originally had a status of a kli, of a vessel, before it was attached to the ground, so then, even if it was subsequently attached to the ground, that does not take away the status of a kli from it, and therefore whatever water goes through it will become called drawn water and will thus invalidate the status of the mikveh. But, says the Braisa, kavul b'seif chakot, but if first, let's say the wood or the stone was first attached to the ground, and only then was it etched out and carved out when it was already in the ground into the shape of a pipe, then ain't a place less a mikveh, then it does not invalidate the mikveh, because all you're doing then is carving out from the ground. It was already considered part of the ground. It's not considered a kli, but rather it's part of the ground. And that asks the Gemara, Mani, who's the Tana of this Braisa that teaches us that if you have a kli, even if you subsequently attach it to the ground, that will not take away the status of the kli that it originally had? Says the Gemara, Loi Rabbi Eliezer, Loi Rabbanan. Similarly, it's not like Rabbi Eliezer, which the Gemara is going to clarify which Rabbi Eliezer are they referring to. And it's not like the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they hold that it's never going to be considered like the ground, even if you first put it in and only then carved it out. So that asks the Gemara, Hi Rabbi Eliezer. Which Rabbi Eliezer, in other words, from which words of Rabbi Eliezer did you learn to say that he does not hold like the Tana of this Braisa? Now, Rashbam points out that really the Gemara could have also asked, and which Rabbanah we talk about, but the Gemara doesn't want to be lengthy. So it first discusses which Rabbi Eliezer are you saying is not like this Braisa. Eileh Rabbi Eliezer the bias, if you're going to say it's this previous Braisa that we just brought, Rabbi Eliezer, when a house is sold, and regarding the case of when you had the Machteshes, which was first carved out, meaning it was a full-fledged mortar, and only then was it attached to the ground, so that it's going to be considered as part of the ground. That's Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. We said, kol mechubel karka kekarka dami, and therefore it's going to be included in the sale of the house. Ask the Gemara, if he's saying that it's that Rabbi Eliezer, where you see from that he disagrees with the halacha of this braisa, because there you see that it's considered part of the ground, as if it's ground and not a kli, even if it's first a kli, not like this braisa that said that it was tzinir shechakul ubsev kavoy, that it's not going to be considered part of the ground, it's going to be considered part of a kli. Now, but Rashbam does point out that actually the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer in that braisa that we brought just before, actually that would not be the Rabbanan that the Gemara is saying, that the braisa would be not like Rabbi Eliezer, not like the Rabbanan, because actually that Rabbanan would be exactly like the braisa that we're mentioning over here. It actually would fit well, because they say, which is the Tanakhama of the previous braisa, that you're right, it's always going to be considered as a kli, even if it was later attached. So therefore that would be exactly. But it's actually the Rabban that we're referring to hold that it's always going to be considered as a kli, even if it was first attached and then carved out. So that asks the Gemara, if it's Rabbi Eliezer from this Braisa regarding the sale of the house, and that says the Gemara, how do you know that he would disagree with this Braisa? Dilmahainu taima, maybe the reason of the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer in the previous Braisa is because Rabbi Eliezer savor meicher b'ayin yafa meicher. Maybe it's because he holds when someone sells something, he sells in a generous way. Now, therefore, even though you're right that when something originally had a status of a kli and then was later attached to the ground, maybe he agrees to this braisa according here regarding the kashas of a mikveh, that it does have the halach of a kli and it would invalidate it as mayim shuvim. But since it was subsequently attached, so therefore we say that the one who's selling the house would include the sale of this item, of this machteshes. Why? Because it subsequently was attached to the ground. So therefore, if since he sells generously, whatever is attached to the ground, he considers it part of the house. But regarding the tzinor, which was chokul b'sev kavoy, he would agree that it would invalidate the mikvah because, you're right, it's a kli. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who disagreed, Rabbi Eliezer, savri moicher ba'ayin ra, moicher holds that when someone sells, he sells begrudgingly. And therefore, it does not include this machteshes that was chakukul b'sev kavoy, because although it was attached to the ground, but ultimately, it's a kli. Now, Rashbam says that actually this interpretation of the Rabbanan was only mentioned because of Rabbi Eliezer, but what we're trying to say is that ultimately we could say that the time of this brisa is like everyone, and therefore the Gemara still doesn't know, which the Gemara is going to explore on the next stuff. What is the Rabbi Eliezer that you said is not like the time of this brisa regarding Rabbi Eliezer we mentioned from the previous brisa of Bais? We could actually say that he does hold the same thing. And although he says, it doesn't mean in the halachic status of a kli. Maybe for that he holds you right, it is a kli. It does not lose its status of a kli, and it would passel the mikvah because mayim shubim. It's only saying regarding the sale of a house, we'll consider it because since someone sells generously, although it is a kli, and it was metatlin, but once it's attached to the ground, then they'll consider it as part of the house, and it will be included in the sale of the house.